Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, here we go already. The Brawl of the Wild. The Brawl of the... It's not called the Brawl of the Wild. What do you think this is? Some organic, fair trade, Mother Earth coffee brand? No, it's a football game. It's called the Cat Grizz game. It's not called the Brawl of the Wild. Why do they keep calling it the Brawl of the Wild? That's just like, oh, man, it's just such an obnoxious name. Again, it's not some organic fair trade coffee. It's a freaking football game here. It's a great football game, and man, what a back and forth it's been here in recent years. But by the way, if you're worried about the price of a hotel room in Bozeman in the next few days, I think I might check in on the hotel prices here in Bozeman over the next few days, maybe do a story on our Montana Talks website about that here later this morning if somebody else doesn't rip off the idea while we're here working for the next 4 hours. But clickbait trash. I know. Somebody's got to do it here. Here we go. It's like they have to come up with these stinking names for it. And let me just go, while we're on a rant about the names of football games, look, I went to the University of Montana, and even people who went to the University of Montana don't call it the Grizz Cat game. It's like these pretend conservatives who always want a virtue signal and always want to pretend to one up others and pretend to be more conservative than everybody else. Oh yeah, that's what some of these Grizz fans will do. Oh, I call it the Grizz Cat game, so I'm more of a fan than you are. Give me a break. It's called the Cat Grizz game. It's not the Brawl of the Wild or the Grizz Cat game. If you're gonna call it the Grizz Cat game, you might as well just get that Mike Tyson, with your essence going, call it the Grizz game instead of the Grizz game. All right, random rant for you here. It's Tuesday. It's the most unwoke day of the week when John Jackson, the Joker from X, joins us here a little bit later this morning. We are going to have a great show here this morning, though. Not only do we have a lot to talk about, not only do we have a lot of news racked and stacked for you here this morning to talk about, but, of course, John Jackson will be in later on in the 8 o'clock hour of this show. The Montana Farm Bureau Federation, they're having their Brawl of the Wild. No, it's not the Brawl of the Wild. They're having their annual meeting, their 105th annual meeting. They're already set up right downstairs from us here inside the Doubletree Hotel in downtown Billings, Montana. So great farmer, rancher folks from all across the great state of Montana are already in the house. And so I think some of their early risers might be joining us here in the early morning hours of Montana Talks. I know Nicole Rolfe with the Montana Farm Bureau is going to pop in and join us at some point. And then later on in the 9 o'clock hour, I know we'll have some big guests joining us, including the general counsel for the American Farm Bureau Federation. So, hey, maybe you guys have some good ideas. What would be some good questions or topics to bring up with the Montana Farm Bureau and with the American Farm Bureau Federation when we have the general counsel in the house later on in the 9 o'clock hour? Shoot us a message on the Montana Talks app. Back after this.
Securing America.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in the Philippines Monday, meeting with his counterpart there. The two announcing the signing of a military intelligence sharing deal that's said to help defense ties the two countries face with regional issues. They also broke ground for a coordination center to help facilitate the relationship between the two armed forces.
This center will enable real-time information sharing for a common operating And it will help boost interoperability for many, many years to come. And it will be a place where our forces can work side by side to respond to regional challenges.
The pact is being called the General Security of Military Information Agreement and will allow the secure sharing of classified military information. It comes at a time when there's continued worry about China's policies in the South China Sea, as well as Taiwan. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman, with partly to mostly sunny skies across the area for today. High temperature readings will stay from the lower 30s in Bozeman to about 40 in the Billings area. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows near 12 in Bozeman to about 19 in Billings. And then the outlook for Wednesday calls for a mix of clouds and sunshine with highs of around 40. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
From the Gang of Eight to the Squishy Six, who are the Squishy Six U.S. Senate Republicans that may hold off on Trump's nominees and the rest of the America First agenda? Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We caught up with Ashley Smith Thomas. She told us about the Squishy Six and much more. Download the Montana Talks app and you can get all of the show audio, all our podcasts and much more, including the chat about the Squishy Six.
Hey, everyone.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, good. Sean and Shelby is with me here. Absolutely, Aaron. It is the Cat Grizz game. That's what it's always been, right, Sean? What is it with these people that are trying to change the name of the game? Kind of freak show you think this is around here? Hey, speaking of freak shows, this was absolutely hysterical. I thought I printed up one of my tweets that I just sent out here, but apparently Politico had a big report, and you know, they were interviewing all these Democrats that are now taking shots at one another, trying to dissect what went wrong, why they got spanked so handily in the 2024 elections across the board. And what was the exact quote? I think Fox News has a story here as well. Oh, yeah, here we go. Here's the headline. Democrats consider rebrand after Trump win. They want to avoid the, quote, freak show party label. They don't want to be known as the freak show party anymore, apparently. This is at least one party insider who was talking with Politico. They don't want to be the freak show party anymore. I don't know. I think they're going to double down on being the freak show party. What do you think? You tell me. Send us a message on the Montana Talks app. Let's see. One thing I didn't get to yesterday. We're already getting some reactions here to President Trump's cabinet picks, to President Trump's cabinet nominees. I saw Senator-elect Tim Sheehy, who defeated John Tester. He came out and said this about President Trump's pick to be Energy Secretary. Chris Wright is nominated by President Trump to be Secretary of Energy to make America great again on the oil, gas, all the above front. Here's what Sheehy had to say in a video that he posted on X.
Chris Wright for Energy Secretary. Fantastic news. I've known Chris for years. He's an amazing reputation in the energy industry for an all-of-the-above innovation model. He understands that fossil fuels are absolutely critical to the future of the American economy. We have to unleash every possible means to leverage fossil fuels towards energy dominance. But he also understands that an all-of-the-above approach is key. There's absolutely a place for wind, solar, and most importantly, nuclear. Nuclear energy is one of the greatest inventions in the history of mankind. America's been suppressing innovation in the nuclear space for decades. Chris understands what the future of nuclear can look like in the free world. He also understands how that fits into a fossil fuel-centric model, which, like it or not, is going to be the center of American and global energy for a long time to come. Chris is an innovator. He's a disruptor. Most of all, he's a really, really good man. He's a humanitarian. He has donated millions upon millions to charitable causes over the years. not for window dressing and vanity, but because he structurally wants to make change that makes humanity better. Bottom line, he's a great human being. He's a fantastic entrepreneur, and he's going to do a great job as our energy secretary. He's got my complete and total support. I look forward to him getting confirmed. And most importantly, I look forward to him getting to work. Well done, Chris. We'll see you there.
All right, there you go. Yeah, I've heard some other friends here in Montana who said they've worked closely with Chris Wright and can't say enough great things about him. Senator-elect Tim Sheehy also backing Tulsi Gabbard for the Director of National Intelligence. That was also announced by President Donald J. Trump. Now, of course, you might recall Tulsi Gabbard joined us a couple of different times right here on Montana Talks. Isn't that interesting? Tulsi Gabbard took time out to chat with you and I. Tulsi Gabbard, who was a Democrat presidential candidate, who is a Democrat member of Congress, she's a fellow combat veteran from Hawaii. She spent time with us here on Montana Talks. But look at a certain Democrat senator that not once, not even once, bothered to come in and talk with us or our friends Mark and Paul down the hall or several other radio folks all across Montana. But Tulsi Gabbard took time with us. Tim Sheehy in a post on X saying that Tulsi is a strong female combat veteran and patriot. I look forward to supporting her nomination as we work to once again put America first. The statement that they shared on X said, quote, Tulsi Gabbard has my full confidence and support for her nomination to serve as DNI. That's the Director of National Intelligence. He says, I've known Tulsi since I was stationed in Hawaii, and she was serving in Congress as a strong female combat veteran and patriot. Although we differed in political parties then, my wife and I, both serving on active duty at the time, respected the poise, intelligence, and combat service of Tulsi. I'm glad to see Tulsi nominated for the top intelligence position in the country, and I know she will help us reorient the agencies responsible for advancing our national interests back toward their core mission of putting America first. Then here's the money quote. Here's the money quote. Because, you know, I was reading just through different headlines, and one of the Lee newspaper's headlines, I forget if it was the Ravalli Republic or the Helena IR, but they put, Sheehy, their headline was, Sheehy supports controversial nominee. Oh, give me a break. Oh, yeah, Tulsi Gabbard's controversial. Give me a break. Everybody talks about bipartisanship, bipartisanship, bipartisanship. Now you've got a former Democrat joining the Republican president's team and, oh, controversial pick. Listen to what Tim Sheehy said in his statement that he sent out supporting Tulsi Gabbard. Quote, the party who nominated a cross-dressing kleptomaniac to serve in a sensitive national security role has no right to question the credibility of a congresswoman and combat veteran who served our nation honorably. I look forward to supporting Tulsi's nomination as we once again work to put America first. What a great soundbite. Who is he referring to, for those of you who don't know who the cross-dressing kleptomaniac I forget what pronoun that is. That was a reference to Lipstick Lex Luthor, as our friend John Jackson and the Mighty U-Man Z refer to I forget the guy's actual name, but Lipstick Lex Luthor, you know, the guy with the creepy mustache, the bald head, and the women's lipstick and dress.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
People in Trump world are not exactly enthusiastic about the nomination of Matt Gaetz and Pete Hegseth, but Trump is sticking by them. No question about it. New reporting from a lawyer for two women who say they had sex with Gaetz, one of them in high school at the time, has gone to ABC and will do other interviews, saying they essentially put Venmo payments on the screen. That is the House Ethics Committee, and asked about them. What was this for? That was for sex. Another lawyer for another woman said Gaetz had sex with a minor then in high school. Meanwhile, Hegseth is acknowledging that he paid off a woman who accused him, an underage woman, in exchange for an NDA. But Trump values loyalty, and that's what this is about. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman, with partly to mostly sunny skies across the area for today. High temperature readings will stay from the lower 30s in Bozeman to about 40 in the Billings area. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows near 12 in Bozeman to about 19 in Billings. And then the outlook for Wednesday calls for a mix of clouds and sunshine with highs of around 40. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Hey, the Montana Farm Bureau Convention is underway in Billings, Montana, right downstairs from our Montana Talk studios. So I think we might have some pretty cool guests come up and join us on the show. Well, I know we'll have at least one. Plus, we'll have John Jackson, the Joker from X, in the house with us as well. So make sure you tune in. Make sure you call in. Tuesday's Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk and we get some cool guests along the way as well. Statewide, right here, 9 to 10 a.m.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Nordblond. It was very unexpected yesterday to hear that the Senate Agriculture Committee was releasing text on a Senate version of a farm bill. That's right. Retiring U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow, a Michigan Democrat, unveiled a nearly 1,400-page farm bill proposal aimed at passing before her retirement at year's end. Titled the Rural Prosperity and Food Security Act, it includes an additional $39 billion in new funding to support farmers, rural communities, and nutrition programs, emphasizing climate-smart practices and disaster relief. Now, the release caught many off guard, underscored by the absence of reactions from farm and ranch groups and Senate colleagues with the news. With limited time and Republican resistance, prospects for passing any farm bill appear to be slim. Earlier this year, the House Agriculture Committee approved a markup of their version of the farm bill, but Speaker of the House Mike Johnson never scheduled a vote on the legislation. On X yesterday, ranking member of the Senate Agriculture Committee, Senator John Bozeman, tweeted that in an 11th-hour partisan proposal released 415 days after the expiration of the current farm bill is insulting. America's farmers deserve better. Bozeman will become the chairman of the Senate Ag Committee once Congress convenes next year.
Winter is coming, and now's the perfect time to ensure your John Deere equipment is ready for the next season. From sprayers to mowers, a professional winter inspection can save you time and money down the road. At C&B, our expert technicians will thoroughly inspect and service your equipment to keep it in top shape. Don't let winter downtime catch you unprepared. Schedule your winter inspection today and be ready to hit the ground running come spring. Contact us now to secure your spot. C&B, your trusted John Deere partner all year round.
Don't settle for less. Buy the best. 400 Angus will sell on Tuesday, December 3rd at the Stevenson Angus 64th Annual Production Sale. The sale includes 265 bulls and 135 bred females, offering both two-year-old and yearling bulls, as well as registered and commercial bred females. The sale is broadcast live via Live Ag, CCI, and Frontier Live. Find us on Facebook or visit our website at StevensonAngus.com.
As U.S. farmers grapple with declining incomes and low grain prices, they're turning to cheaper generic pesticide and fungicides as they prepare for next year's spring planting. This shift could significantly impact the profitability of major agrochemical companies. Early signs of strain are evident. Bayer shares recently plunged to a 20-year low after the company warned that weak global agricultural markets and the struggling U.S. farm economy would likely squeeze profits further. There has been much consolidation in the agriculture chemical sector over the past two decades, and analysts predict that competitors such as Syngenta, Corteva, and BASF may also face headwinds. Reuters reported recently that Illinois farmer Paul Butler is showing nearly one-third of all of his pesticide and fungicides used on his farm for soybean and corn crops are now generic, a cost-cutting strategy amid a tough financial year. Midwestern distributors and grain elevators confirm that many farmers are trimming their spring pesticide and herbicide budgets to cope with the economic downturn. In winter wheat news, planting of next year's crop moved ahead another 3 points this past week to reach 94% complete, equal to last year's pace, but 2 points behind the five-year average. An estimated 84% of the nation's winter wheat has emerged as a Sunday as well. I'm Lane Nordblond, Western Ag Network.
Mm-hmm.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Ah, yes, that's right. That's lipstick Lex Luthor's name. Sam Brinton. Sam Brinton. Man, you know, when Democrats say in this Politico article that they're trying to move away from being the freak show party, they don't want to be the freak show party any longer. Who are they referencing? What are they talking about? Do tell us, Democrats, what in your mind qualifies you as the freak show party? Jesse Waters, part of his segment last night, he had audio from Charles Barkley. Remember the NBA basketball player Charles Barkley? You know, Charles Barkley's a big Democrat. But Charles Barkley was basically telling Democrats, I mean, he said it on, I don't know if he was on some podcast or what, but he told Democrats, look, you lost. Shut the F up is what Charles Barkley said.
When you win, you get to say what you want to. When you lose, you need to shut the hell up.
And when Democrats start listening and they don't like what they hear, debate. Don't censor and smear. They've purged everybody they disagreed with from their party and had no idea they were going to lose because they only talk amongst themselves. And it helps if you're a little more likable.
Stop screaming at people to get with the program and instead make a program worth getting with. And a good first step toward that goal would be to make the voters not want to punch you in the face.
And they really need to drop the weird stuff. One Democrat told Politico, I don't want to be the freak show party like they've branded us.
Oh, and apparently that one Democrat actually put his name behind it. He went on the record. Here we go. I've got the Fox News report in front of me here as I organize the show prep here in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. Some Democrats are pushing the party to move closer to the center, according to a new report. After President-elect Trump won swing states across the country and even won the popular vote. Here's the quote. This is from Democrat National Committee committee man Joseph Paolino Jr. This is what he told Politico. Quote, the progressive wing of the party has to recognize, we all have to recognize, the country is not progressive and not to the far left or the far right. They're in the middle. I don't want to be the freak show party. So do tell us, Mr. Paolino, what makes you the freak show party? What do you need to move away from? Maybe it has something to do with this headline here. Growing number of Americans want to ban child sex changes. Three quarters of Americans are now opposed to transgender procedures for kids, up 10 points since August. Who is the 25% of Americans that still think we should do gender mutilation surgeries on kids? Who is that 25%? Well, I can guarantee you they are leaders in the Montana Democrat Party, and they will be back. There was a story here about how Democrats were caught flat-footed in the 2024 elections. They were talking about Sherrod Brown in Ohio. And I don't even need to mention his name hardly anymore. The Democrat senator from Montana who's on his way out, how they were caught flat-footed over this attack about, you know, transgender sports, about, you know, their lack of support for women's sports and how they voted to allow men into women's sports. And they, I think it was a Washington Examiner or maybe a Free Beacon report. And this headline caught my eye. Democrats were caught flat-footed. And it was like the article gave this idea that, well, the Democrats, they didn't know how to respond on this one. It's not that they were caught flat-footed. It's that they had no response. They had no defense for what they were doing. They had no defense for what they were voting on. They had zero defense. It's not that they were caught flat-footed. It's that they were caught. They were busted. And there was no defense for what they have been doing and what they are still trying to do in this country, by the way. And what you just watched in exactly the type of crazy policies that legislative Democrats are going to be pushing in Helena once again this upcoming session. They will act like nothing happened this November, and they will keep pressing forward with their radical policies. And Helena, you just watch. I mean, look at the way the Associated Press and the liberal media in Montana continues to prop up Zoe Zephyr, the man who identifies as a woman, who cheerleaded this transurrection attack against our Montana House of Representatives and stood there in the middle of the floor cheering on these people who were tussling with law enforcement, throwing things at lawmakers and young pages on the floor below. And while the other lawmakers left the floor so that law enforcement could get the situation under control, Zoe Zephyr raised his fist in support of this transurrection. But the way the liberal media props this guy up, you just watch. They are going to continue pushing this radical agenda. All right. Hey, I know it's painful for some of you old school Democrats out there, but that's what your party's become. Speaking of pain, if you've got pain in your knees, pain in your hips, pain in your back, or pain from, you know, some, you know, joint pain, the arthritic pain, which is that constant joint, you know, bone on bone joint pain. Let me tell you about QC Kinetics. What they do is they take the healing properties of your own body to attack the root cause of your pain, revitalizing your joints so you can move again. You need to find out if this all-natural regenerative medicine is right for you. And here's the deal. You can get a free consultation. The other thing that I haven't really stressed much before is, how can you pay for these types of services if you decide to move forward with it? You can use your HSA dollars and your FSA dollars as well. But call QC Kinetics for a free consultation, 406-201-6263. That's QC Kinetics,
406-201-6263. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Game on, game on, game off, game off. I don't know why, for some reason, this reminds me of like a bunch of kids playing games back in the 80s and the 90s, or, you know, Wayne's World, when they would, you know, be in the middle of the street playing, you know, street hockey, and then all of a sudden a car would come, game off, and then the car would pass, game on. It's just a game to these liberal MSNBC hosts. You know, Joe Scarborough, I just think he's such a fraud. He's such a phony. The guy is a chameleon. He will do whatever he needs to do, say whatever he needs to say to just make a bunch of money and be on his little perch there at MSNBC. I mean, this guy, if you watched him in Congress back in the 90s, you'd be like, oh, wow, this guy's good. He's saying some good things. But guys like him, they just want the title. They just want the prestige. They just want the position. They just want the money. So they say whatever. They will kiss any ring. They will say whatever they need to say to get whatever status they want to get at. I mean, listen to these guys. Listen to Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski. Listen to these two and what they said about Donald J. Trump over the past, well, I think this was just over the past year, let alone over the past 10 years.
If Republicans continue this line of thinking, if they continue their support for Donald Trump, they needn't fool themselves. A second Trump administration would destroy the Department of Justice, would destroy the FBI. This is not a reach. I can go back and talk about Nazi Germany, and I'd do it without any concerns whatsoever. And if people can't start drawing the parallels, well, you're just stupid, or you have your head in the sand, or you're one of them. When you look at a Republican nominee, a potential Republican nominee that's talked about terminating the Constitution and said, terminate the Constitution, arrest political opponents using the Justice Department, assassinate generals that weren't sufficiently politically loyal to him, saying that he was going to take the FCC and bring it in to the White House and he would decide what networks were on and what networks were not on.
Yeah, they compare the guy to Hitler. They compare the guy to, you know, Nazis and fascists. They say he's going to assassinate generals. This guy is Hitler. And now they're thinking, well, why don't we just go have coffee with the guy? I mean, no joke. They compared the guy to being Hitler, and now they're saying, you know what, why don't we just go meet him for coffee?
His broader focus in Texas in the coming...
Oh, hold on. That's another report here. Let me see. What's the other Ducey report? All right. Misfire. Here we go. Yeah, they're going to go have coffee with Hitler. They've referred to the guy as Hitler. Now they're like, well, let's go meet him for coffee.
Trying to mend fences with a trip to Mar-a-Lago Friday, MSNBC hosts Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski. Trump tells Fox Digital, I'm not looking for retribution. I am always looking to give a second and even third chance, but never willing to give a fourth chance. That is where I hold the line. As the Trump cabinet takes shape, Treasury Secretary, still TBD. Mark Rowan, a billionaire investor, and Kevin Warsh, a former Federal Reserve governor, are now in the mix, according to the New York Times, for a job once thought to belong to either Scott Bessent or Howard Lutnick.
All right, so that's the latest from Peter Ducey here, but Jesse Waters had a great segment last night where he was talking about how, yeah, hey, now they, you know, after all these, you know, awful things they said about Donald J. Trump, they compare the guy to Hitler. Now they just want to go have coffee with him. I think the reference that Laura Ingraham was looking for, there, what's that show? Is it Comedians in Cars Drinking Coffee or something like that? You know, where Jerry Seinfeld drives around, they drink coffee and they drive around and they... I mean, that's what this is here. But anyway, Jesse Waters also played the audio from Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski talking about how they're now going down to have coffee with Trump.
We didn't see eye to eye on a lot of issues, and we told him so.
Joe and I realized it's time to do something different. And that starts with not only talking about Donald Trump, but also talking with him.
A lot of Democratic leaders we've talked to this past week, since the election, have told Mika and me it's time for a new approach.
We know this will be a consequential presidency. The question is whether it will be constructive.
Don't be mistaken. We're not here to defend or normalize Donald Trump.
But boy, oh boy, did Joe and Mika stir up a beehive of angry liberals, some who were vowing to boycott. One top account says, F Joe and Mika, F Morning Joe. A current MSNBC host saying, normalizing Trump's a bad idea, period. And Keith Olbermann's threatening anyone who goes on the liberal network by comparing them to Nazi collaborators. As for The View, well, Sonny isn't so sunny about the whole thing.
I don't think you need to sit down for 90 minutes at Mar-a-Lago and kiss his ring to be able to speak truth and to be able to cover a story. So maybe they're not journalists in the true sense. Maybe they're saying that they're opinion general journalists. But we have to remember that Trump is the guy who ushered in the era of fake news.
Trump ushered in the era of fake news. No, the fake news media ushered in the era of fake news because they were so hysterical against Donald J. Trump that they literally thought they could just make anything up and throw it all at him. Let's see. What else do we got on this topic? Oh, yeah, Nikki Haley. Apparently, Nikki Haley, she has a podcast now. Is that right? Does she have a podcast? Oh, she's got a Sirius XM program called Nikki Haley Live. So Nikki Haley, who Trump made UN ambassador, and then Nikki Haley ran against Trump in the presidential race and of course, got trounced by President Donald J. Trump. And then Trump says, yeah, she won't be a part of his incoming administration. But anyway, Nikki Haley had a great line when it comes to Morning Joe, Scarborough, and Mika Brzezinski on MSNBC.
Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough tore me up when I said anything about voting for Donald Trump or what I agreed with him on, even though I criticized him when I thought he was wrong, I praised him when I thought he was good. They tore me up, but the truth is, it's not that they suddenly saw the light. If they saw the ratings.
That's right.
I mean, let's be clear. They saw the ratings tank and they realized, oh, we better get on with Donald Trump or else we're not going to have a show.
Yeah, that's a great point there. That's a great point. Their ratings have tanked, and they're thinking, oh, we better change things up. Again, Joe Scarborough is a fraud. Joe Scarborough is a phony, and Joe Scarborough is desperate to maintain his fancy little chair there at MSNBC. I just have zero respect for these people that are such frauds. I mean, okay, yeah, you're making a lot of money. Okay, you got your national little TV thing. Great, but you know what? It all disappears so quickly. And so do you really want to look back on your life one day and thought, man, what did I do with my life? I don't know. That's just the way I look at some of these people. Tim in Billings, great to hear from you. What's going on?
Good morning, Aaron. I have to tell you, I'm shocked, I say, to hear that some of these Trump appointees now have women coming out of the woodwork accusing them of things. I mean, it's almost like we've seen this before. Hello, General Michael Flynn. You know, it's like the Democratic playbook is so tired and worn out. I feel like I'm watching The Water Boy, and there's the coach from Louisiana Tech across the way squeezing Coach Klein's little green playbook, you know, and he's just gripping it, and it's all wore out, and we're just sitting here, and people will take the bait. There's conservatives out there that say, oh my gosh, he was accused of this, that, and the other, and just remember, you know, John Tester accused Ronnie Jackson of things that were untrue. Harry Reid, after accusing people of things that weren't true, said, well, it worked, didn't it? It's the same old tired playbook that they run over and over and over. And it's time to wake up and realize these people are just lying psychopaths that will do anything to maintain any crumb of power and leverage that they can, and just ignore them. Just don't even. It's like what the best way to annoy somebody is to ignore them. Just flat out ignore them and watch them just, you know, spin into a tizzy on their own. I also have to say, I think the reason that Joe and Minka went to Mar-a-Lago is because President Trump just sued the New York Times and I think the Washington Examiner for defamation of character. I think they saw the writing on the wall. He's going to start going after all these people that called him a fascist because that is a definitive term. You know, there's a qualifications to become part of a party. He's never been part of the fascist party because that's a party. But being the Communist Party, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, you know, that's just a flat-out mischaracterization. And I think he can get all of them for slander or...
Well, and the other angle here is look at these ladies on The View. Oh, they talk so tough about people they disagree with, but then they're too chicken to even sit down across the table from Donald J. Trump. Like, I have people that I disagree with on this show, and they're all invited to call in, and some have even joined us in studio. Great to hear from you, Tim. Quickly.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
If you have been a conservative... I mean, and this means establishment, and you've used the right words, or Reagan conservative, and maybe resisted Donald Trump style. I'm telling you, this should be for you your dream wish list in this sense. Conservatism, what have we always talked about? More freedom, limited government, restoring constitutional order. You know, if we're looking at a weaponized Department of Justice, if we're looking at weaponized FBI and politicized FBI and a politicized, you know, intelligence community, and what we have to do is restore these things to their former greatness. And I go out of my way to say what they have done to Donald Trump and others cannot be done to them.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, so you can't wait for Black Friday. Well, neither can Blinds.com, and they are kicking off their savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Now, the holidays are right around the corner, but there's still time to upgrade your home thanks to Blinds.com and swapping out those old blinds for custom window coverings. It's a small project, but it has massive and big results, and Blinds.com makes it simple, easy, and affordable. Now, a Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. They can even handle everything for measuring and installation, and you can get the window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost, whether it's one window or 100. You're going to love Blinds.com. Now, shop Black Friday mega deals all month long. When you go to Blinds.com, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now. That's up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free measure for a limited time thanks to Blinds.com. Okay. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Economic research seems to have rules and customs just like anything else. And the custom, for some reason, when people look at the way that income is distributed between rich and poor, in most research, has been to consider pre-tax income from work and investments, and to ignore the effect of taxes and government transfers. The research that gets the attention, that is, because the story that gets loudly reported from this research custom is that the upper 1% of the earners are getting more and more of the economic pie. This gets easily transformed into cries that capitalism is broke and the rich are getting away with murder. What happens if you break with that custom? That's what one pair of researchers did recently, and their findings undo much of the story. Two federal government economists found that accounting for taxes and transfers, that the inflation-corrected income of all earners has risen, and that the after-tax share of income captured by the top 1% has hardly budged since 1960. I'm Patrick Barkey.
The best of British TV. Start your free trial at BritBox.com.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
I was going to joke with John Jackson, the Joker from X, later this morning when he joins us in studio. You know, John, if they appointed you to some sort of a position within the Trump administration, you know exactly what the fake news media would do. They'd be like, oh, President Trump nominates a social media influencer to a prominent position. It's like, yeah, forget the fact that the guy served multiple tours overseas in places like Afghanistan and down in South America, probably other parts of Latin America, you know, all the counter-narcotics work he's done. Forget the fact that he's a retired federal law enforcement officer who had a career in federal law enforcement. No, no, no. They'd be like, oh, Donald Trump nominates social media influencer to prominent post because he's a nice influencer on X. He's got over 100,000 followers on X. But this is exactly what they're doing to Pete Hegseth, for example. Pete Hegseth is an Iraq and Afghanistan veteran. I believe he served with the Minnesota National Guard. He actually deployed to Iraq with the Minnesota National Guard, unlike, you know, Tim Walz, the guy who dodged the deployment and bailed on his troops before the deployment. Yeah, Pete Hegseth actually deployed with the Minnesota National Guard guys, if I'm not mistaken, and then he was with the 101st Airborne Division as well. He's got two Bronze Stars for service, which is different than a Bronze Star for valor, for those of you who don't know, but still, nonetheless. And yet, these clowns on the left, like Elizabeth Warren and Whoopi Goldberg, said Pete Hegseth doesn't know anything about the military. That's President Trump's pick to be the Secretary of Defense. I mean, it's just insane. But there was a great Trump War Room tweet here about Pete Hegseth. The Pentagon, this was Kaylee McGee talking about Pete Hegseth. She says the Pentagon is legitimately scared of Pete Hegseth because of his opposition to DEI. Keep in mind, the Defense Department is spending around $86 billion on various DEI initiatives. Here's Kaylee McGee in her own words.
I think that the Pentagon is legitimately scared of Pete Hegseth because of his opposition to DEI. Keep in mind, the Defense Department is spending around $86 billion right now on various DEI initiatives. And as someone whose brother has served in the Navy for almost a decade, that's insulting to me. It doesn't make any sense why my brother should be required to sit in trainings about white rage and about how he can be a better soldier by keeping his white supremacy in check, when all he does is dutifully serve his country honorably. And Pete Hegseth wants to root that out. I think that's a very noble aim, and I think that the opposition does stem towards his opposition to those things.
All right. Yeah, I think that's exactly right. He's going to go in and root out the corruption and root out the rot in this DEI nonsense that has harmed our military, that has led to this decline in recruitment for our military. I'll tell you what, this is one prediction that I'm more than willing to make, and I'm not the predicting kind, but I think with Donald J. Trump coming back into the White House, and if you get a Secretary of Defense like a Pete Hegseth,
especially somebody who's younger, who still swims with Navy SEALs in the Hudson River, who jumps out of airplanes, I think you're going to see a big spike in recruitment for our U.S. military with these types of changes. I think that the Patriots across America, especially out here in flyover country, which have typically been the backbone, you know, I think you're going to see a surge of excitement about, because let's be honest, many of you, if you were asked, would you encourage your kids to join the military in the last 3.5 years? Many of you were like, no, not right now. And then on top of that, you know, the Democrats didn't even think that Joe Biden could handle being their presidential nominee. So why is Joe Biden issuing policies that could potentially pull us into World War III? There was a great soundbite from Josh Hawley, a senator out of Missouri. I'll probably save that for John Jackson later on in the 8 o'clock hour. We got the Montana Farm Bureau coming up next in studio.
I'm Eben Brown. What's going to be different for firearms owners and Second Amendment rights going forward with a new Trump administration? Could be a number of things. The former and future President Trump, since securing his presidential win, is now signaling he will push for nationwide reciprocity of firearms licenses. That could mean each state would need to honor, in some way, permits issued by other states. Like driver licenses, sort of. A number of states already have reciprocity agreements, though they require permit holders from one state to adhere to the laws of the state they currently find themselves. But yes, it could ultimately mean one day one could carry in New York City with a Florida-issued concealed weapon or firearm license. One would expect New York State and or city to file suit over such a thing. And those are your bullet points. I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.